You are listening to Atlanta Real Estate Forum Radio, brought to you by M Relevance, because all of your marketing should be relevant. And now, here are today's hosts.
Good morning and welcome back to the Atlanta Real Estate Forum Radio Show. I'm your host, Todd Schneck, joined by my friends and colleagues, Carol Morgan and Todd Youngblood. Good morning, guys. How are you?
Morning. Doing great.
Yeah. Carol, how are you?
Happy to be here.
You know, it's December. I cannot believe it is December, but that's time for holiday shopping. Carol, is it too late for me to get Stephanie a house for Christmas?
Not at all. It is still a great time to buy, and there's, you know, a number of quick delivery or ready to move in homes available around Atlanta. So, you know, get out there and look for the inventory and see if you can get a quick closing before Christmas.
Outstanding. So I imagine that would be a really interesting gift to wake up to on Christmas morning. So
absolutely.
It would be exciting. Well, we have an exciting return guest to the show. Welcome back to Butter Smith, the president of Perrin Homes. Butter, how are you? Good to have you back.
I'm doing great. Thanks for having me.
Well, it's our pleasure as always. Butter, before we get into it, take a quick sec. Tell us a little bit about you and your background.
I got in the building business about 20 years ago, selling lumber for a local lumber company, and then decided to move into the actual home building part of the business and worked for two large building groups in Atlanta, and then started my own company in August of 2010.
So talk to us a little bit more about Perrin Homes. I know that you're a relatively new building company and have had a lot of success. What are you doing? Where are you building and all that?
We're building all over Metro Atlanta from Noonan to Forsyth, South Fulton, Douglasville, Roswell, Gwinnett, Cherokee. You know, we're excited about all the communities, and we have a new subdivision we're real excited about. It's Franklin Gold Mine in Forsyth County.
I love the name of that.
Franklin Gold Mine? Uh-huh. Tell us about it. Give us some of the details. What kind of homes? How big is it? What kind of amenities?
Yeah, we're going to have swim, tennis pool, large clubhouse, cabana, are really nice amenities. We're going to be building homes from the 3,000 to 4,000 square foot range, ranging price ranges from the 250s to the mid to high threes.
And then tell us about one of the other locations. Boy, you must have rattled off a half a dozen of them there.
Yeah, we have Bogan Meadows, which is Gwinnett County near Hamilton Mill. We're just getting going in there. We've got the model decorated and sales agent in there, and we have some standing inventory and some pre-sales and contracts as well.
So that's good. You like that part, right?
Yeah,
absolutely.
That's awesome. So how many communities do you have open now?
I believe it's 23 in Atlanta.
Wow. And what do you have on the plate for 2014?
We've got another probably 8 or 10 that's going to be coming up in 2014.
Butter, tell us a little bit about your thought process as you pick a location to open one of these communities. What are you looking for?
Number one is the quality of the subdivision. You know, the location, the schools, lot cost, obviously, where we can be competitive and, you know, keep the price down and offer a great product at a value price. And then just the surrounding community, you know, the amenities of the community around.
So let's talk a little bit about some of your most popular communities. I mean, what do you have in Atlanta that's going to sell out this year?
Well, we have Hollowstone, which is in Grayson, Georgia. We've, I think we've got 3 lots left in there, and we're about to develop another phase of 66 lots that'll be ready for the spring. But in the meantime, we have Langley Park, which is right across the street. We have, I believe, like 30 lots in there. We're going to start building in there until the Hollowstone's ready.
Deciding to buy a house is a heck of a big decision, and the builder that you choose to work with is really important. Talk about how someone as a home buyer would work with you to figure out what exactly is going to go into that home and how it's going to get built.
Well, it starts with a great agent. You know, great agent, great field supervisors, you know, builders in the community. And it's, you know, the communication is the key, starting from the sales agent all the way down to, you know, the subcontractors actually building the house.
All right. We'll be back with Butter Smith after this short commercial break.
Great news stories don't just happen. They are the result of cultivating relationships with the media. Public relations is a great way to add excitement to your marketing program, while also creating third-party credibility. With decades of experience of working with the media online and offline, the Marketing Relevance team is uniquely positioned to deliver your company's stories. Call us today at 770-383-3360 or visit marketingrelevance.com.
All right, and we're back with Butter Smith, president of Perrin Homes.
So, Butter, tell us what sets your company apart from other local builders.
The biggest thing is we just try to build the best quality home that we can and treat people right, take care of business, just do things right. One thing that we hear from a lot of buyers is just our standard features in our homes. When they're looking at other, you know, the competitors, a lot of those are upgrade options that they're having to pay more money for, and, you know, we're including them in the homes.
Well, it's funny. I guess you probably hear a lot of discussion about what builders do that's bad. Talk about what buyers do that this drives you nuts. that we should avoid. I'm just talking from a buyer standpoint.
Well, I just had a phone call while I was waiting from a girl in my office, and the buyers, they're set to close tomorrow, and they wanted to change lenders.
Oh no!
And they want to change lenders, so it's going to delay, you know, the close in 2 weeks.
Wow.
And, you know, another thing is, you know, as we're coming out the just the worst recession ever in the housing, right, the housing market in Atlanta, buyers still think that they can come into a community and just and name a price. But, you know, when we started pairing homes, the first subdivision we went into, it was a $400,000 subdivision. We were selling in the 180s.
Wow.
And, you know, just resetting the value of that community based on you know, our lot prices. And people would still come in and they're like, you know, yeah, well, we want to put, you know, offer 140 for a $108,000 house. And, you know, I think buyers are starting to learn a little bit better in the mm-hmm. last year.
Yeah, those days are over, I think.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, and there's just such low inventory. I guess you're experiencing that as well. Yeah. You know, you're having trouble kind of keeping up with inventory and keeping something on the ground.
Actually, we've got 50 starts that we're just starting right now, just trying to keep up above contracts, you know, because, wow, you know, the spring market's going to be coming and yeah, you know, we'd like to have a couple of 100 homes on the ground.
What kind of things are buyers looking for? Are they asking for things that they didn't ask for a couple of years ago? Any trends?
I mean, it's not like upgrades or options they're really asking for. You know, it's more of just, you know, they're wanting to buy what they can afford because they, you know, a lot of people have learned from the past.
Yeah, any kind of special features like, you know, things, outdoor living or...
People are getting into the outdoor living with, you know, the fireplaces on the back porch, that type of thing.
Yeah, so you said you're starting 50 homes in anticipation of the spring market. What do you expect 2014 to look like?
Really not too much better than 2013. 2013, you know, there was definitely growth in Atlanta, but when you look at 2006 with 60,000 permits, and then, you know, today we're at maybe 5,000, 6,000, you know, it's going to be slow, steady growth. But, you know, the other thing is there's not nearly as much competition currently, you know, with other builders. There's just not as many builders out there.
Yeah, you talked about earlier on about one of the things that sets you apart is how you work with your buyers and the quality of the home themselves. Give us another level of detail of how you make sure that quality is built in there from the ground up.
Well, the biggest thing is, you know, we have builders in each community, and then we have area managers. I'm out in the communities weekly walking, making sure things are right. We have quality control, and then also our warranty department. We have a warranty department set up where we do a 2-month and a 10-month walkthrough with the buyer for any kind of issues. Because, you know, in a new house, you're going to have issues. You're going to have nail pops. You're going to have, you know, sheetrock cracking, doors that need adjusting, things like that. But the biggest thing is communication with the buyer. If they have a concern, then we respond to the buyer.
What do you have coming up that you're really excited about?
I'm really excited about, you know, we've got the townhomes in Roswell. We're in there. We're currently building in there. It's kind of been a little delay with some land issue, but, you know, we're excited about that. And really the Forsyth Franklin Gold Mine.
I love the name of that. Is it named after a gold mine?
It's Franklin Gold Mine Road.
Ah, okay. There you go.
Which is probably named after a
gold mine. Yeah. That's right.
All right. Well, Butter, I hate to say it, but we're about out of time. Before we let you go, how can people get in touch with you, and where can they learn more about Perrin Homes?
They can go to perrinhomes.com.
Simple enough. Butter Smith, the president of Perrin Homes. As always, good to see you, sir. Thanks for stopping by and joining us.
Thanks for having me.
Our pleasure. All right. The deal of the day is next, but stick around for our final segment with special guest Connie Sutherland. We'll be right back. All right, Carol, what have you got for us?
Well, we have a fantastic deal at Harmony on the Lakes from Fortress Real Estate. It is a $2,000 broker bonus for any standing inventory homes that go under contract through the end of December.
$2,000 broker. I love it when these organizations incent the realtors. I think that's such a cool thing.
It's almost such an obvious thing. You can't believe it doesn't happen more often.
And there's
how many homes are we talking about here?
Well, it's everything located in the Garden Row section of this master plan community. So they're priced from the 200,000s, and there's 5 floor plans available, including some basement lots. They do come with brick and siding elevations, extensive hardwood flooring, upgraded kitchens with granite countertops, rear entry garages, and all the driveways are located behind the home,
That makes the house look so much nicer.
When they have front porches, so you've got these gorgeous front porches, that really pretty streetscape, and you don't see any of the driveways or the garages or any of that.
Yeah, see, I really love that effect on a home. I really do.
Makes the whole neighborhood look nicer.
Oh, I agree.
And then they have fantastic community and amenities that Delaney is going to tell us all about.
They have a private lake, a clubhouse, swimming pool, tennis courts, walking trails, a garden amphitheater, fire pit, and then the HOA as well.
An amphitheater. That's kind of cool.
Boy, you wouldn't expect
to talk about that a lot.
This community has a fantastic location. Harmony on the Lakes is located in Holly Springs, which is Cherokee County, just off of Hickory Road, so it's convenient to I-575, downtown Woodstock, and the Riverstone retail area.
That's a great location.
Yeah.
Again, great for all that holiday shopping that you need to do this weekend.
Yes.
So you can shop for a new home, and you can go shop to find presents to put under your tree.
Yeah, and all the brokers are paying attention because of that 2K bonus. Yeah.
Absolutely. It will help them with their shopping.
Have we talked about a deadline on this deal?
So the deadline is it's just got to go under contract by the end of December.
Wow, lots of runway.
Yeah, lots of time. Lots of time. All right, cool. Where can people get more information on this, Carol?
Well, I'm so glad you asked. They can call the Harmony on the Lake Cell Center at 404-910-3220 or visit builtbyfortress.com.
All right. Well, that wraps today's deal of the day. All right, and we're back with our next guest. Say hello to Connie Sutherland, the director of the Marietta Gone with the Wind Museum. Connie, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Well, it's good to have you. Thanks for stopping by and joining us. Before we get into a conversation around the museum, take a quick sec. Tell us a little bit about you and your background.
Well, I was born and raised in Atlanta, Georgia, so I'm a native Atlantan, which is a rarity I hear these days. My family relocated to Cobb County, and I've been there ever since, living around Marietta, Georgia. My background was in accounting, and how I ended up in the world of Gone with the Wind is an amazing story all in itself. I grew up hearing about Margaret Mitchell my whole life, so my interest actually lay with Margaret Mitchell as opposed to Gone with the Wind. Because I didn't read the book until I was a young adult, but got interested in Margaret Mitchell because I like to do a lot of writing myself and heard that she wrote when she was a child. So that's how my interest came about. While actually working full-time elsewhere, I became a volunteer for the Margaret Mitchell House and in order to help save the house when it was, you know, at the threat of the wrecking ball, so... Happy I did that because it led to a career in Gone with the Wind, if you can believe that. But I'm married. I live in Dallas, Georgia, and I've been married for 11 years to my husband, Bob, who works for Cobb County, and actually I work for the city of Marietta because they operate the museum that I'm in. That's pretty much it.
That's great. Well, tell us a little bit more about the Gone with the Wind Museum.
The Gone with the Wind Museum was actually opened in 2002 with a different collection, and I was not involved in that. It was short-lived because there were some problems between owner of collection and the city. So the building was set up. It was actually in a building that was built in 1875, a former cotton warehouse, an old carriage house. All original still. You get very cold in the winter and very hot in the summer, but it has the original hewn beams, very, very atmospheric. It has charm oozing out its bricks, you know, so it's just a lovely place and very conducive to the collection that is so historic that's in it. But in 2003, Dr. Chris Sullivan, who lives in Akron, Ohio, who had been collecting all of his life Gone with the Wind memorabilia, contacted the city and said, I understand you have an empty building that's set up for a museum and I'd love to be able to put my collection there. And the city met him and talked with him and it came on board in 2003. I came on board 2004. So I've been there 9 of the 10 years that we're celebrating now. The collection itself is all original. We are the only location in the United States that actually displays a dress worn by Vivian Leigh in the film that's on permanent display. It's called the Bengaline Honeymoon Gown, and it's an absolute thrill to see it because you know that she wore it, and it's just so gorgeous. But lots of memorabilia there, a lot of artifacts.
Well, like what? I get the dress that Vivian Leigh wore. That's cool. I've seen it, by the way. It is.
It's awesome, yes.
The display itself is really, really very well done. But what other kind of artifacts and memorabilia?
Well, you know, it's the small things that I actually am enthralled by. We actually have a copy of Gone with the Wind that was given to Lana Turner, the actress, when she was going to test for the role of Scarlett. And she was under contract with Louis B. Mayer at the time, and he gifted her this book and to read before she tested. and she had it rebound in black leather with her name on it in gold, and it is signed by Lana Turner inside. We have original scripts, final shooting scripts, all hand-typed. We have some costume pieces as well from the movie, the reticule and hat worn by the character of Belle Watlin, and who I refer to as Rhett's really good friend. But the books, we have some of Margaret Mitchell's own books that were her personal foreign editions. Those are on display. One of the books that we actually have of the, I don't know if you know, but the book has been released in over 40 languages to date. And one of the rarest that we have is an Iranian copy in Farsi. So it's pretty interesting when you see a lot of international guests come in and they look for their poster or their book. Yeah. So, you know, they have something to talk about. And they will tell you the translations. For instance, we have one poster in one language that doesn't translate to Gone with the Wind. It translates to The Wind Has Left. So that's a little bit...
That's pretty funny.
That's really interesting information. But the signed editions by Margaret Mitchell, we have a 1949 German-Swiss edition that she signed to her husband, to John, you know, for Peggy. And she rarely signed as Peggy. Those type things, and the invitation that was extended to her funeral when she died, because the family had them hand-delivered. None of them were ever mailed. They were all hand-delivered, and they had to do that because literally Oakland Cemetery would have been overrun with people because businesses closed and that sort of thing when she passed away, and people just lined up on the sides of the roads as she, you know, her procession passed by. So she was very revered by those in Atlanta and thereabouts. Well, actually, universally, of course, but mostly Atlantans.
All right. We'll be back with Connie Sutherland after this short commercial break.
When was the last time you browsed the web from your mobile phone? With more consumers than ever searching for your business on the go, it's important that you make a great first impression. Make sure your website is making the most of your mobile presence with content designed uniquely for smartphones and tablets. Get started with the team at Marketing Relevance today. Call 770-383-3360 or visit marketingrelevance.com.
All right, and we're back with Connie Sutherland, the director of the Marietta Gone with the Wind Museum.
Connie, this probably isn't a fair question, but what is your favorite part of the museum?
My favorite part of the museum? I'm going to say my favorite part of the museum is probably on the lower tier, where it talks about the actors themselves, most notably Hattie McDaniel. There is a press release that was released by Selznick International Pictures when she was being attacked, along with a lot of other African Americans at that time, for accepting stereotypical roles. And this press release, in a nutshell, although it's two pages, ends up saying, "I would rather be paid for playing a maid than being a maid."
Yeah.
By Hattie McDaniel. And we also have the stamp that she's my favorite character in the whole film. So I think she was the glue that held the O'Haras together. And I just loved her. So anything relating to her is pretty awesome to me.
Connie, I had the pleasure of going to an event. The Georgia Symphony hosted a reception, I don't know, 4 or 5 months ago.
Yes.
And it was really, I mean, I really had a great time in there. But talk about those kind of receptions and other events that you have at the Gone with the Wind Museum.
Well, yes, we do rent the facility. We get a lot of brides who want to have some sort of function there.
And get Vivian Leigh's dread. No, you don't get that. No. Sorry.
But they do love it because of the romance of it. But we set up the tables for dinners and things throughout the museum. So you're dining literally next to the memorabilia. And we get a lot of corporate events, such as what you described, but a lot of corporate events and a lot of parties and surprise husbands, surprising wives, that sort of thing, with parties there or 30th birthdays or that sort of thing. We get a lot of group tours at the museum, and it's really great to see a large bus roll in with 45 people on board who just love Gone with the Wind so much, and maybe they've watched it on their way there, you know, and they're going to get this guided tour with all of that wonderful backstory information that they, you know, see. And, you know, we've worked with Warner Brothers and Turner Classic Movies for our events. We have a very large event next year because it's the 75th anniversary of the film.
Wow.
And
I didn't realize that.
Yes, in 2009, we had the 70th anniversary, and it literally brought people in from 26 different states, and some visitors from Poland came to the event. So it was quite remarkable, and I expect next year to be just as big or bigger.
Outstanding. Well, Connie, I hate to say it, but we're about out of time. Before we let you go, how can people get in touch with you, and where can they learn more about the Marietta Gone with the Wind Museum?
Well, our website is www.gwtwmarietta.com. They could call 770-794-5576. And visit the City of Marietta website as well, because a lot of things will be tied in together with them next year.
Outstanding. Connie Sutherland, the director of the Wind Has Left Museum, better known as Marietta's Gone with the Wind Museum. Connie, it was great to have you. Thanks for stopping by and joining us.
Thank you so much. I enjoyed it.
All right. Well, that wraps this week's broadcast. Check us out by visiting AtlantaRealEstateForum.com or by subscribing to the show on iTunes. If you enjoyed today's broadcast, we'd sure appreciate a customer rating and review on iTunes. So on behalf of today's guests, Butter Smith, Connie Sutherland, show producer Delaney Langston, my co-hosts Carol Morgan and Todd Youngblood, I'm Todd Schnick. We'll see you next week on the Atlanta Real Estate Forum Radio Show.